we're really pleased with both of these guys that we got. And, you know, one thing, sitting in a draft room, you always listen to everything that's going on. We're always trying to take the best player possible. And if a guy, hey, if a guy can play good on offense, that's going to help us on defense too. So, you know, whatever happens over there or whatever, wherever we pick, we're all on board for the picks.
I guess we can all get, and we all in the media get carried away with all these mock drafts and who, and Mel Kiper said this and Todd McShay said that. You guys have your own scouting system, fortunately. But as Thursday turned into Friday, did you worry at all about Courtney being picked up before you had a chance to take him?
Well, he was a guy that was very high on our board on defense, and you worry about all those guys starting to go. You know, you look at, there were a lot of defensive players taken in that first day, and certainly he was a guy that was high on our list, and you sit there and you start marking guys off a little bit and saying, well, he's still there, and we're certainly hoping. But I think, you know, we have a lot of trust in Ozzie, and he knows kind of how things are going to fall. And I think the one thing about the scouting department, from a coaching staff, we kind of get involved after the season, and we can evaluate players, and we can do all that kind of stuff, but we don't necessarily know what all the needs are of all the other teams. We don't get time to do that.
Of course not.
You know, so that's sometimes, I think, they have some insight into, okay, this team's going to need this, so there's a good hunch that they may take this guy. And it's kind of neat to kind of sit in there and listen to Ozzie and all those guys do that, and it's really
unfold that way, right?
Absolutely. Then it falls in, and you know, I mean, I couldn't be happier.
Talking with the Ravens defensive coordinator, Dean Pease. And, Dean, one of the things that we've heard so much about since the departure of Jared Johnson, the biggest thing he did here was set the edge. You know, and really that was one, he was just so good at that and one of the best in the NFL at doing so. One of the things we've heard about Courtney Upshaw is that he can come in and maybe do that. Talk about some of the challenges in doing that. What does it mean, and why is it rare for a rookie to maybe be able to come in and accomplish that?
Well, I think part of it is from the defense that he came from and the system that he came from with Coach Saban. There's a lot of similarities. You know, there's kind of a, I don't know how to say it, common thread throughout those. When I was at New England, Alabama, Baltimore, there's kind of a common thread in all of our defenses that we play things a lot very similar. There's really three criteria to play outside backer, and you got to put those to us in a certain order. Number one is set the edge in a running game. Number two is rush the passer, and then three is drop into coverage. And we kind of put them in that order. And so when you're looking for guys, you know, there's a lot of linebackers out there that are great cover guys, but if they can't set the edge and they can't rush the passer, the first two criteria we want, then that's not exactly what we're looking for. This guy meets the first two criteria without question. He's dropped enough into coverage because of what Alabama does and the system that they have that it's certainly more than meets what we want him to do.
Coach Pease, I'm curious. You've been in a Bill Belichick war room. You've done things with New England. Compare that to this experience here, and you've been here now a couple of seasons, and what it's like.
Well, you know, I really don't want to speak so much about New England, in all honesty. It's just different. Everybody has their own system of how they do the draft and how they how many people are involved and who all does the talking and who carries a lot of weight and all that kind of stuff. Every system is different. Here's what I'll say about our system, though. It is a collaborated effort by scouts, coaches, everybody involved to really come down with the guys that everybody wants. So it's a collective system that when you get done, everybody's happy about it because everybody had input into it. Not every team is like that, so I can tell you that.
But the bottom line is, Dean, is looking at a young player like Courtney or whomever, that Christian Thompson, and understanding the talent evaluation process and seeing a kid and where you project him, can he play in the league, at what level, and how can you use him for your defense. And looking at Ozzie the last 17 drafts, no one does it better than talent evaluation than he and his staff. Is that a fair assessment?
That's a very fair assessment, and I'd also say the word anticipation. He also kind of knows and can anticipate what the next move might be, and that's phenomenal.